Okay. Okay. Today's daf is daf Chaf Beis in Maseches Nazir. Daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay, the Gemara had asked Akasha, which we're still in the middle of trying to prove. You look back at the sixth line on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara asked Yibayluhu Baal Meikar Akar O Dilma Megas Gaius. We know in Maseches Adarim, we learned that when a Baal is Matir Neder, when a Chacham is Matir Neder, Hataras Adarim is Akira Meikaro. It's as if it never happened, it's as if it never existed. That's Hataras Adarim by a Chacham. What about by a husband? What about by a husband? Is a husband like a Chacham that he is also Meikar Akar? He's Oker it as if it never happened when he's Mefer? Or do we say Megas Gaius? Or do we say that it's. It is cuts it right now, but it is not okarit originally, but it happened at the time. There is, if you remember, the Nesif points out here, we're going to see what the maskana is here, but the maskana is already given away by just the language that we use. We discussed this, I think, on the first amud in second to last parak in Nedarim, in parak Nara Marasa, we spoke about the lashon of hatara versus hafara. Where does that language come from? Hatara is to be matir. What is to be matir? So we know from the malachas. Kosher and matir. Matir means to untie. So untie means, as if it never happened, you untie a knot and you have just a string. So that's hatara sedarim. That's why a chacham is, that reflects that a chacham is okre meikaro, because you untied everything, there's nothing there. By hafara, lahafer, mefer is just to erase right now, to get rid of right now. So even from the words, you already get to the idea that we're going to get to lamaskana, but you're already tipped off by the language. So let's do again the tashma, the second to last one on the page that we had run through at the end, so let's do it again. Tashma, the second tashma, is right in the middle of the amud, across from Dibra Maskal Ella. Tashma. Ha'isha shenadra benazir, we're on chafal from abeis, ve'efrishas behemta, ve'akach ever labayla. So what happened? A woman accepted a naziris. She was mafrish her animals. She designated her animals. And then her husband was mefer. So what happens to the animals? What happens to the animals? So im shalo ha'isa behemta, if the animals were his, it was his regular properties that whatever she gets, he gets. So it's his property. So teitziv v'tira bei there. So then the Kedusha leaves, because she never had the right to do it. Tosis explains, based on the Gemara later on, anything that was his, that she did not have the right to be Maknes, so then she was a Maknes, she was a Maknes, so therefore a Tetz of Terebeder just goes back to the herd, and nothing happens to it. V'im shela haisa habehema hachadas tamus. But if it was hers, somehow she got nechas and that the husband did not have any say over, so then the chatas is still stays intact with that status, and the chatas has to die. Chatas has to die, as we know, that a chatas that loses its connection to its owner has to die. V'yisakadadet baal meikar akar, tepek lechulin. So says the Gemara, if it's true that the baal uproots a meikar, right, so as if she was never in a zira, then this animal should be nothing. Should go out lechulin. Elalav, what must it be? It must be baal meikar, elalav shbamina baal meikas gayas. It must be that the husband cuts it right now. Right, and at the time it existed, but now it's cut. So doesn't this prove it? The fact that there's still a chatas. So the Gemara answered, no. La'olam eimalacha baal meikar akar. No, it could be that the baal is okar. My phrase is as if it didn't exist. V'hainu taima. What's the reason that the chatas stays intact? Kivan machlokas in the gersos. We're going to go with the bach. Kivan ditzricha kapara. Since even though she's not a nazir anymore, because it was nakar l'mafreya. Still, since she still needs a kapara though. Why does she still need a kapara? As we're going to say on the next Amud, because she was mitzar herself from wine. We had back on Daf Yates, that we're going to have later on today. So even though she wasn't in Nazira, she wasn't in Nazira. It was Nekalim Afreya. But she still spent the last month not drinking wine. So that itself should be something that should make her require a kapara. So havi kechatas shemesu balea. So it's like a chatas whose owner died. V'kemiri the chatas shemesu balea tamus. And that's one of the five chatos mesos. That a chatas whose owner dies, is that animal has to die as well. Again, the owner here is not dead, it's just disconnected. Again, in all five cases of chataos mesos, there's a disconnect between the owner and the animal. Chatas shemesu bala, the husband dies. Or, let's say the husband loses this one, so the husband brings it, the owner brings a different one and then finds this one. So again, disconnected, because you already brought one. Vlad chatas, tmuris chatas. Both those cases are cases where there is no connection to that. That's called a chatas, but I don't have to bring it. Chadash has to have a chiyuv of a chait, and also Chadash of a shnasa. Also, you can't break it. In all those cases, there's a disconnect between the owner and the Chadash, and therefore, it is not brought. So, that's the maskana. So, we said it could very well be that the Baal is maker akar. It's interesting. So, what does the Gemara end up saying? This woman has to bring this carbon Chadash because she was Metzara herself from wine. Let's say she hadn't been a Nazir at all. This is what Rabbeinu is about to ask. Let's say she just took a neder for a month that she wasn't going to drink wine. Then does she have to bring a carbon? No, she has to bring a chatos. That's also, but it's you have to put it together. Once she was in a zero, this animal had the label of a chatos somewhat. So even though it's removed, she's not in a zero anymore, we're mamshich that status to connect it to her that she was Messiah herself from wine. Even though, really, if she had just been no to herself from wine, she wouldn't have had to bring it. Okay. Why a little more focused on this one of the chatos amesos, why can't, after the husband die, the chatos be brought on his behalf? So Rashi said, the Mefarish says, first wide line, ein kapara lemesim. First wide line in the Mefarish, because a mes can't get a kapara. A mes can't get a kapara because the mes is already dead. Rashi in Me'ila adds on to this a little bit, where Rashi says, misasan kaparasan. Tadr says, not needed, but the misa itself is mechaper. Therefore, there's no more kapara needed, because the misa itself is mechaper. This is not 100% clear, though, in the Mefarshim. Because there's a Beis Yosef who quotes a number of Rishonim in Hilchas Yom Kippur. Beis Yosef says as follows, at the end of Simen, Tav, Reish, Chaf, Aleph, Kasav HaMordechai, says the Beis Yosef, Masha Hergulu Lidart Staka B'Yom HaKippurim. The minog is to give tzedakah on Yom Kippur. Avur hamesim. The minog is to give tzedakah, right? Lezecher nishmas. Can you just close the door? Just close the door, thanks. The minog is to give tzedakah for mesim on Yom Kippur. So why? What kind of kapara? Right? There's no kapara about a mesim. Rashi, the Mefarish just said, Yesh lavi raya mea sifri. No, there's a raya from the sifri, the medrash. Which medrash? The medrash by Egla Arufa. The tiny Mefarish is Egla Arufa. The case of the anonymous corpse at the end of Sefer Dvarim. Kaper la'amcha Yisrael. The Medrash says that the Zakenim, after they washed their hands, and they declare that they did not have part in murdering this Jew that was found outside the city. Kaper la'amcha Yisrael. Please forgive your nation, Elu HaChayim. Asher Padisa, Elu HaMesim. Malami Shamesim Shrichan Kapara. So the Beit Yosef says, the Medrash says, Mefurish. The Sefri and Devarim says Mefurish, that Mesim do need Kapara. So what does he mean here? That Mesim do not need Kapara. Mesim do need Kapara. And then he even quotes a Rokeach. Because of Rokeach. Mashapos can stalk over a Mesim Yom HaKippurim Yesh Lamas Machta. Why do they do this? Why do we give stalker for a Mace? What kind of schus is there? The Mace is finished. What kind of schus is there? Mamoel Mesha Chai knows in stalker Bavuro. So the Chai is giving stalker. What does it have to do with the Mace? Ela Hashem bochein libos achayim v'amesim. Says the Rokeach, amazing. No, Hashem knows the hearts of each person. Im oso hames b'chayim hayanos ein staka. Hashem can figure out that if that person would still be alive, would he be giving staka today? V'im haya ani oso hames, and if he was a poor person, im libo b'tov hayanosin, im haya lo, as tovalo ksas, even if a person is poor. If Hashem knows your heart, that if you would have enough money, you would give it that staka, he can give you the credit. Because the Chai has that power. The Chai has the power to ask to change the status. K'davad alav shalom, like davad alav shalom. Avlam nasan bava Russia ain't mo. Right, to give for a Russia, maybe it doesn't help. V'nosim, because the Russia wouldn't have given himself. But we do have many, many sources that the mace still changes statuses after a ptira. Look, what's the whole idea of Kaddish? A son saying Kaddish for a father. That itself is mala the neshama, right? It's a chus for the, if I'm giving for, on behalf of a niftar, so then that's mala the neshama. Any mitzvah that I do, any learning that one does. So again, even though Rashi here says, in kapara lemesim, there are many sources that say maybe there is a kapara. And it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Not just the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch quoted, in Tav Reish Chaf Aleph, Nagu lidart stakas b'yam HaKippurim b'ad HaMesim. That's the minug, right? The original yisker, the original Yisker is Yom Kippur. That's the original Yisker. Umaskirim nishmosehem tahamesim gamkin yishlam kapar b'yam kippurim. But they also have kapar in Yom Kippur. Okay. That is related to that line of chata shemesu ba'alev. So that was two tries we've had to try to prove the case. of whether a husband is Mekes, Gaius, or Mekar, Akar, and we still didn't have a proof. Just one Mishnah Lamelech I did not get to mention yesterday. The Mishnah Lamelech, remember yesterday the whole discussion was from the Mishnah, could the husband be made for the wife's neder if it's going to end up, two reasons we can't. Either because once he says Va'ani, it's called a Kiyum, or even without saying Va'ani, without that reason, if he's made for the woman's neder, and then his falls away, he's not allowed to do that, because then he's being made for his own neder. So the Mishnah Lamelech asked the following question. Again, this is a Mishnah Lamelech question. There are certain questions that only the Mishnah Lamelech and the Minchas Chinuch would come up with. This is a Mishnah Lamelech question. It says the Mishnah Lamelech in Nazirus in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. Beis Dalet, let me just find it. Beis Dalet, says the Mishnah Lamelech. Nistapakti. That's how you know it's going to be good. I had a suffix. Nistapakti. But Omer Harini Nazir Vishama Chaver V'yamar Va'ani. Right. Somebody says Va'ani Nazir, and the other person says Va'ani. Dekai Malanim Hutar Arishon Hutar Asheni. We passed it. The first one, right, it was Tola Nidra B'Nidra Ba'acher. The first one gets Hutar, the second one gets Hutar. Could the second one be the Bezdin to be mouth to the first one? So that case didn't come up in the Gemara. So I say Va'ani on your Naziris, and then you come to me and say, could you be mouth to my Neder? Because I'm a Chacham. So could that work? Im Yacho Hasheni Lahatar Nedar Rishon Lefisha Nimsashu Matar Nidri Atzmo. It's going to come out that he's going to be out there himself. So Al Karchach says the Mishnah Lamelech, Lo Mi Bai. If he's going to be part of a Bezdin of three, then for sure he's going to be allowed to, because then it's not just him; it's a whole Bezdin being out to the Nedar. Lo Mi Bai Elahei Chashem Itzarav Hasheni Mshem Achirim Yacho Lahatar Nedar Rishon. That for sure works. El Levado Pshita Lidin Yacho Lahatar. What about himself? He says it must be that it doesn't work. Why? Because our case here, the husband and the wife. Just like the husband can't do it to the wife because it's going to end up that the husband's going to be Matar's own neder, so too says the Mishnah Lamelech, I think that this is a problem here too by the Chacham. So that's what he brings up, the question that's similar, but that's the question that is similar to our Mishnah's case. Okay, now let's continue to try number three. Tashma, about eight lines up from the bottom. Try number three, to try to prove whether a husband, when he's made for the neder, is he make his gayas, or does he cut it right now, or does he oker it l'mafreya, like the Chacham does. So says the Gemara. This submission that's going to come up at tomorrow's daf. By the way, tomorrow's daf is amazing. You have carbon Pesach issues, you have Achila Gasa issues, Avera Lashma issues. Really amazing to put in the time in between the your Shabbos Hagadol drushes out there to put in the time for Nazir Chav Gimel. So says the Gemara. This Mishnah comes up tomorrow. So the Mishnah, a woman makes it, takes a Naziris, and then she drinks wine, and she's Metame herself. So what's the Halacha? Harizu Sofegas Azarbam. She gets Malkus. She gets Malkus. Hechidami. So what exactly, and that's the first opinion there. The second opinion there of Yehuda says there that she gets Malkus Mardus. If you look at tomorrow's daf, Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefer says, Imenus Ofekas Esarabam, and, let's do the Sefer first. Let's do the Sefer first, I'm sorry. So Hechidami. So what exactly is the case of that Mishnah there, back to our Gemara, where a woman gets Malkus? If it's a regular case that a woman accepts a Zerus and then she violates her Naziris, then what's the Chiddush? Of course she gets Malkus. If there was no hafara done, of course she gets malchus. What's the chiddush? Elapshita devar labal. It must be that the baal was made for her neder there. Meaning, she accepted a naziris, she violated her naziris, and then the baal was made for the neder. And what does the Mishnah say? She still gets malchus. What do you mean she gets malchus? V'yisalkadai, the baal maker akar. If the baal uproots the neder totally, amaisufekas arbam, so what does she get malchus for? If it's as if it never happened, she shouldn't get malchus. Right? It should be, like we're going to talk about tomorrow, it should be like a case where somebody thinks they're eating treif, and they ate treif, and then it comes out to you, they didn't eat treif. So I'm not going to get malchus for that. Well, my son didn't eat treif. So here too, says the Gemara, if the baal is okay the nether, so then it should be like she didn't do anything wrong. So why should she get malchus? Elolav shmamina, so it must be baal make his gaius. It must be the baal, when he's made for the nether, he cuts it presently, but it did exist in the past. That's how the woman can still get malchus. Isn't that that's a very strong raya? So our answer is no. Really, the husband does uproot it, and it doesn't exist. What's the chiddush? The answer is there really is no chiddush in the ratio there. There's no chiddush in saying that the woman gets malchus in that case because there was no hafara. So why does it give that case? Just for the contrast. When we shim tani seifa, because it says in the seifa of the Mishnah, hefer labayla v'hilo yada, if the ba was made for the neder without her knowing, and after the hafara she violates, So then Eino Sofegas Rambam. Then she doesn't get Malkus. So once we're saying that case, turn around Nami Reisha Sofegas. Once we're saying the safer case where she's not going to get Malkus because the hafara was done before she violated, so it was the first case where there was no hafara done and she's going to get Malkus, but not because there's any type of chiddush there. Rabbi Yehuda tomorrow in that Mishnah, by the way, says that she doesn't get Malkus d'oraisa in that case, but she's still going to get Malkus d'rabanan, because she thought she was doing the Avera. She's still going to get Malkus d'rabanan. And there's a discussion there in Tosfos and the Rush, is how much Malkus d'rabanan, is how many Malkus is that? Right, we call it Malkus Mardus. So how many Malkus is that? So Tosfos is not here, but if you look back on Chacham Aveis, the first Amud of the Parak, Tosfos says, in Dibur Hamaschil Rebbe Yehuda, Dibur Hamaschil Rebbe Yehuda, Tosfos has a suffix. So there's a suffix about this. That's where the Tosfos are for that Mishnah. First word on the line is Masafka. Umasafka l'Rebbe on Chafim Abeis. In Dibur Hamaschil Rebbe Yehuda. Umasafka l'Rebbe. Tahacha deloka al sha'avra. The Shema dafka mem vesulo. Does she get 40 for Malkus Mardus or not? Why? Tosfos notes that in other contexts, Malkus Mardus is unlimited. Malkus Mardus is unlimited. So you might think that's ironic. Malkus d'Oraisa gets 39. Malkus d'Rabbanan unlimited. Wow, what's the difference? So Tosfos says, you know what the difference is? The Davka Kshein wrote to Lakayim Oso a mitzvah, Makan Oso b'li mispar. Generally, Malkus Mardus is preventative. You're not doing a mitzvah, so we're going to whip you until you do the mitzvah. Right? Makan Oso Asha Tetzi Nafsho, that's the Lashon of Gemara in Ksubis. Right? If you didn't fulfill Kofen al Mitzvah Aseh, I think it's a Ksubis Peivav, around there. So usually Malkus Mardus is preventative, meaning we're going to whip you so that you do a mitzvah or that you don't do an Aveira. So that's why it might not have any limit, because we're going to do it until you listen. But what's Malkus d'Oraisa? That's pure punishment. That's pure punishment. So there's a limit. You get punished. This is 39. But here, this is a type of Malkus Mardus that's a punishment, like d'Oraisa. So that's why Tosfos says, I'm not sure about this Malkus d'Rabbanan, whether this is going to have the limit like a Malkus d'Oraisa, or it's going to be like a Malkus Mardus. Aval hacha shekvar avra lama tilka yosim d'Oraisa im lo hefer. So that's the suffix of Tosfos. Even though in general Malkus Mardus might not be limited, here one might limit it. So Tosfos has the suffix. The Rosh on Ardaf says that there's no limit on Chafa Alfa Mabez, on the way this Gemara right here, the little lines. The Rosh says Avo Malkus Mardus ain't okay. No, Malkus Mardus Rosh Tesi Nafsha doesn't have any. He has the possibility of Tosfos, but it sounds like he wants to say that it is not limited. Okay. So there was no raya. There was no raya to the case. Yeah. Malkus is only if it's done by Mason.
There's no carbon in that case.
And there's no carbon in that case, right? It's only Malkus d'Rabbanan. Malkus d'Rabbanan. Okay, so now we're going to try number four. We're going to try number four, raya number four, and see if it works. Just even before that, I should have mentioned this at the beginning of the question, but I only found it last night, so I couldn't mention it yesterday. And that is a ha'ara of the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma himself calls this a bir nifla. A bir nifla. So if he himself calls it the bir nifla, it's important. He says the whole question here: Megas Gaias and Me'akar Akar. Isn't it Pashit? Look at the sugyas in Nedarim. We had it that the Baal's Megas Gaias. I started off the difference between Hafara and Hatara. All over the Maseches Nedarim assumes that when a Chacham does it, he's Oker Lamafreya, and when a Baal does it, he's made for it. Megas Gaias. We already discussed it. What this whole discussion here? Right, and all other places in Shas, says the Meshech Chachma, it's assumed that the husband is Megas Gaias. So this is in the Chiddush Meir Simcha right here. He says Asher Akarchach Nira Be'enai. He says very important Yisod. He says the whole question here is not about general hafara of the Baal. But you know what it is? Specifically, the hafara of the Baal of his wife's Nizirus. Not of his wife's Nadarim in general. His wife's Nadarim in general, for sure, that's all over Shas, Megas Gaias. But specifically his wife's Nazirus, you have the question, maybe he's Oker Elam Afreya. Why? What's the difference? Isn't Nazirus just a type of Neder? So says, it's Zem Muska Pashut, to Almasha Avar Loavi Inu Nefesh, Lo Beino Lovena, Kitikvar Avar. In general, the Baal can only be Megas Gaias. Why? Because what's the Baal's power? Only if it's Inu Nefesh or Beino Lovena, as we mentioned. Those two are only present. I'm having problems now, but you know, between the relationship or Inu Nefesh. The past has nothing to do with Inu Nefesh. So that's why in general, it's Megas Gaias, says the Meshech Chachma. V'su Inu Yachal L'Hafer, Al-Karcha Megas Gaias. What about here? Why is it different? because we know there's a principle called, we had it on Daf Hey earlier, I think it's Daf Hey, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. You can't have a Nazirus for less than 30 days. So what's going to happen? The woman took a Nazirus for 2 weeks, now we're going to say the Baal's Vegas guy is, boom, he cuts it. So there's only a Nazirus for 2 weeks? It's not possible. So maybe specifically by the Hafara of the Nazirus, you have to say it's all or nothing. Either he goes back, either, once you say he has the power to be mefer, it must be Zokar Lamafreya. Because you can't have an Aziris for 2 weeks. You can't have an Aziris for less than 30 days. That's the suffix. Or maybe not. Maybe as long as from at the beginning, it could have been 30 days, that's enough. And then even if it stops in the middle, but it was an Aziris of 30 days. That's the suffix of the Gemara specifically here. Again, the Meshech Chachma says this whole blot here is not a general question about the husband's power to be made for the wife's Nadarim. Because that was answered many times. Make his guy is. The Shaila is specifically about Nazirus. If the husband's made for the Nazirus, maybe you would say that he has to be Okar L'mafreya because you can't have a Nazirus for less than 30 days. Or do you say no? He can do it because originally the forecast was 30 days. Something came up in the middle. What can you do? He still has the status of Naziris. And that's the answer of the Gemara. As we're going to see, the Maskan is going to be make his guy is even here. Umasik the Meis guy is the Dafka Hasam. You only need 30 days when you're cutting it off from the beginning. But if it's originally supposed to be good, so then it is still okay. And that's what he says at the end. Upashin Ma'od Vizeb Bir Nifl B'Siyata D'Shmai. So it's a very important yesod of your Meir Simcha on this whole blot of the Gemara. The Minchas Chinuch has a connected Ha'ara where he says, do you ever have a case of Naziris less than 30 days? Do you ever have a case of it? So he brings two examples. He says, generally not. You have two examples. One is right here. If the Baal is Mefer, it's Baal is Mefer. That's the Maskan of the Gemara, that it's a finish for the Baal is Mefer. But there's another example. We mentioned it back in the, where was it? Daf Yudalad, I think. Daf Yudalad, yeah. The last day before I left. What was it? Hareini Nazir Yomechel Lefnei Mosi. Right, the Rambam says, Paskins, if a person says, I'm a Nazir, the day before I die, he's a Nazir. Question what the Makar is, we discussed it then. But, so what type of Naziris is that? That's also less than 30 days. Why is that a Naziris? Why is that a Naziris? Everybody knows what Yom Echlef Nemosi. Because the only time, explains the Menchas Chinuch, the only time you need 30 days is when 30 days is possible. When 30 days is possible, it's got to be 30 days. But if when 30 days is impossible, there's no requirement of 30 days. No requirement of 30 days. So if you take a Naziris, Yom Echlef Nemosi, that's fine. That's fine. It's less than 30 days, so what? You can have a Naziris less than 30 days. Right? As long as you don't have the potential. If you have the potential, it has to be Naziris 30 days. So if the husband cuts it off, that's fine, no problem. Those are the two examples the Minchas Chinuch gives in Simen Shin, in Mitzvah Shin, Samaches. But those are the two examples of a Naziris, Pachos Mila Midyo. Yeah.
We're assuming only hears about 2 weeks into the Naziris, right? If he hears about it right away, he has to be killed one day to do
Right. If he hears about it right away, he's got to be made for it that day. It doesn't mean 2 weeks. It could be a day. It could be a day. Okay, let's go weiter. Number four try. Try number four. Top one, Chafez Ben Aleph. Tashma, Ha'isha, Shanadra Ben Azir, Ben Itme, Znisha, except Naziris, and she becomes Tame. Biaka Chaver Labail, and the Baal is made for it. Mevia Chathas Ha'of, Ena Mevia Los Ha'of. So she brings a Chathas Ha'of and an Olas Ha'of. So what happened here? She had an Naziris, the Baal was made for it, she's still bringing the Karbanas. Yes, look at her 1 minute. Visaka that the Baal make his guy is tasting Ami Olas Ha'of. If the Baal cuts her right now, she should bring all her Karbanas. The Chathas and the Ola. Chathas and the Ola. So, is that a raya that he uproots it? The Gemara says, no, Elamai, Mekar Akar. It's better if he uproots it. So, Chathas Ovenami lo taisi. She shouldn't bring any Karbanas. Mimanafshah. If she cuts it right away, she should bring all the Karbanas. If he uproots it, she shouldn't bring any Karbanas. So, the Gemara says, Hachanami. You're right. Really, it's uprooted and she should not bring any Karbanas. But, as we said earlier, Vamani or Blazar Akapar, he. Really, it's Rabbi, like Blazar Akapar. The Tanya who says, Rabbi Blazar Akapar Omer. Matam alor meshachata al nefesh. What chait did a nazir do? Chibeiz a nefesh chata zeh el b'leishet tziyaratz woman ayayin nikrachote. Because she prevented herself from drinking wine. That itself is she is a chote. Even fine, she wasn't a nazira, but she was still a chote. V'halot varam kalvachomer, and it's a kalvachomer. Ma zeh shlo tziyaratz woman ayayin nikrachote. Surely, if somebody's mitzar himself just from wine, they're called a chote. Hamitzaratz woman called davar v'davar alachas kama v'kama. Right, if they're mitzar themselves from other things, of course, it's a problem. So therefore, what's the Gemara say? It could be that it's mek or akar, it's uprooted totally, but she's still going to bring the chatas because she was mitzar herself. She was mitzar herself from wine. So interesting. What the Brisa say? If this woman, becomes tame, she brings her chatas, not her ola. But if you remember, by a nazir that becomes tame, what's the halacha? What karbanas does she bring? Or he? Ola, chatas, Asham. Nazir Tahar, Ola, Chatas, Shlamim. We're talking about a Nazir Tama here. So what happened to the Asham? She brings the Chatas and not the Ola. So what about the Asham? What happened to the Asham? Tosfos says, Lav Dafka, don't worry about it. First skinny line of Tosfos. The Chatas of Maisi Mishum to Asyal. I'm sorry. The top line of Tosfos. The Hu Adin to Asham, Nami Boy Leila Suya. Yeah, you bring the Asham too. You bring the Ola and the Asham. Right? That the Gemara should have, was asking that also. There's no difference. The Mefarish has a fascinating Ha'ara though. Fourth line. Ume Asham lo parach, the Tasi Nami Asham. The Gemara's question is not, what do you mean? If the Baal stops it right now, shouldn't all the Kamanas be brought? No. The Asham is not brought then. Why? De'ein Asham ba el b'makam shetzorach likanis l'naziris acheres. Ki hecho de techo of naziris b'tara. Chatas and Ola and Asham all have to be brought by a Nazir that got Tameh. But that's only a Nazir that got Tameh that's starting again. But if you have a case that a Nazir that got Tameh that has to bring Karbanis that's not starting again, there's no Asham. Amazing. You might think it's a package deal. No, here, if the Baal was make his guys, he stopped it, so she has to bring her covenants for becoming Tameh, but she doesn't have to start again. So it says the Befaresh, only Chatas and Ola, not the Asham. Where does he get this from? You know where he gets it from? The Pshat in the Pasuk. Look at Parshas Naso. Read the Pesukim, it's unbelievable. So meduyuk. V'chiyamos perak vav halachat pasuk tes. V'chiyamos mesela befeta pitom, betimei rosh nizro. Nazir becomes Tameh, oyvei. What's the halacha? The gilach rosho biyam taraso biyam ashiyigal chenu. He gets a haircut. Fine. Ubiyam ashmini on the eighth day, yavi shtei sorim oshnei bnei yonel hakohen el pesach al moed. He brings two birds. V'asa hakohen echad the chadas ve'echad the ola. One's a chadas, one's an ola. V'chibur alamei ashachad ola nefesh. That's his kapara. V'kidus is rosho biyamahu. Period. Chadas and ola. Then next pasuk. V'hizer l'ashem es yimei nizro. He starts again. The Havi Keveth Ben Shnasa La Asham. And he brings his Asham. The first days don't count. Mefurish! The Asham is separated in the Pasuk. In between, you say he starts again. The Asham that a Nazir Tameh brings is more connected to the starting again than the previous Tumah. Mefurish in the Pasuk. So that's why the Mefurish gets it from that the Asham is Meduik in the Gemara. The Asham is not brought here. The Asham is not brought here because he, even if it's Megas Gaius, she is not going to be starting again. Okay. Good. So now we're up to the fifth Tashma. Again, we're gonna go continue now. This last two lines that we read about, it's a Kal V'chomer. If you're Mitzar Asmo from wine, Kolshkein, if you're Mitzar Asmo from other things. So that is one of the major Makaras that, if you remember, we discussed in our Chumer Shir. That this the Rambam is very focused on this line. We can spend 10-15 minutes on the Chumash here. So first though, we'll finish continue the daf, and then maybe we'll come back to discuss some of those makaris that we discussed in that shir. But first, let's continue. Tashma. So Tashma number 5, Brisa number 5 that we're gonna try to prove whether the husband, like the Meshech Chachma says specifically by Hafaris Nazirus of the wife, is it Megas Gaius or Meker Akar? So the Tanya Behedya, the Brisa says Mefurish. Unusual Lashon, so you might say, listening to the Nazir Mishuna, you don't usually have, it's a Beferish Brisa. Usually it just says, Detanya. Detanya Behedya, it's a Beferish Brisa. Ha'isha Shenadra Benazir, the Tosefta says, Nisha accepts Naziris, V'shama Chaverta V'am Ravani, and the friend hears, and she says, me too. Uba Baila shall be shown of a Hefer law, and the husband comes, as bait for the first woman's neder, so he muters, Chaverta Asura, it's Mefurish. That the first one's mutter, but the chaverta is still usser. Shema mina baal megas gaius. That's exactly the nafkamina that the Gemara said. What's the nafkamina if you say megas gaius to mekar akar? If the first one is gotten rid of, does the second one stick? So here the Gemara says, the second one sticks, so therefore it's mefurish that the baal is megas gaius. Reb Shimon adds, im amra la harini kamoseich shtean mutaros. Reb Shimon in the Tosafta uses a different lashon. If she doesn't say va'ani, but she says, I'm exactly like you. So then if the first one's gotten rid of, the second one's gotten rid of also. Because she's putting herself into the shoes of her friend. Why? What exactly does it mean? Harini kamoseich. So Tosa says what she's really saying is, I'm going to be like whatever you end up being. That's what the umdana is. I'm going to be like whatever you end up being. So then, even if you say Megas Gaius, they're both going to be mut. There is an important Rambam, which I think we discussed once in Masechta Zedarah. Difficult Rampa. So we paskin, even here, elsewhere too, but even here we paskin, the Baal, the Afar of the Baal is Megas Gaius, right? It cuts it right now, it doesn't uproot it. But the Rambam has a very difficult Lashon. The Rambam in Nedarim, Perek Yud Gimel, halacha base. The case in Mefer. How is the Baal Mefer? Omer mufaro batel o ein neder zeklum v'chayotzi bedvarim. He says anything she'inyanam akiras haneder me'ikaro. He says any lashon that's oker the neder me'ikaro. That's what a Baal does. The Gemara just said before that the Baal is not oker at me'ikaro. That's what a Chacham does. Say, oh, the Nosekelim, jump on the Rambam. What's the Rambam talking about? And the Rambam even Paskins make his guys. If you look in the other Rambams, the Rambam Paskins that is cut off. It's not uprooted. So why does the Rambam use this Lashon and Yud Gimel Beis of it? Akiras Neder Me'ikaro. So the Kesef Mishnah here and the Radvaz and the Tshuva both say, it's the Achronish Alamdish. It's the difference between Lamafreya Lamafreya or Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya. What does the Gemara mean by Akiras Neder Me'ikaro by a Chacham? It's Mamish, it never existed. It's considered a Ta'us, you never took it in the first place, it never existed. What did the Rambam hear by Akiras Neder Me'ikaro? It doesn't mean it never happened. It happened. Right now, when I get rid of it, I can now I can look back and say it never happened. But at the moment, it did happen. That's the difference in halacha between something that's called lomafreya, lomafreya, totally retroactive as if it never happened, or mikana lahaba, lomafreya. It happened back then, but right now, I'm allowed to look back and say it's as if it didn't happen. So they both are advised, and the Kesef Mishnah say that's how you must have to interpret the Rambam. Because the Rambam says make his guys. He paskas, you cut it. But that's what he says. It must be, shemevatz lo mashvili ki'ilu lohaya. Right now, ki'ilu lohaya. But it happened in the past. It happened in the past, but today you could view it as if it didn't happen. That's the Kesef Mishnah there. And the Radvaz says it in a tshuva. That it never happens, but mikanu lahaba meferoso kiilu mitchiloso lohay another klal. His mama says it. Mikanu lahaba lo mafres. The Radvaz in tshuva 2085. Shnei alafim pehei. 2085. What would be a nafgamina? It's a good question. It's a good question. If that's the Rambam, you got to figure out what the nafgamina would be. Right, maybe it's about the Lashon. I don't know, they don't like the Lashon. That Mamish, that the Lashon, the Gemara uses for the other side. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara is a difficult one to know exactly what he means. So what the Gemara just have the Maskana? The Gemara approved, make his gaius. Then Marzutra says something. We're not exactly sure where Marzutra's coming from. What does Marzutra say? Marzutra Vredra of Mari Amar. Hi Nudrami Barchama. Or another base now, right? This is what Rami Bar Chama. This what we've just discussed relates to Rami Bar Chama's question. What was his question? As follows: the boy Rami Bar Chama, we had all the way back at the beginning of Nedarim. Hareil Kamsar Zevach Shlamim. I have two pieces of meat in front of me. I have a piece of meat that's kosher, and I have a piece of meat that's basar of a shlamim, basar of a shlamim. So, and I say this kosher piece of meat should be like the shlamim. So, Maha, what do I mean by that statement? Ki mitvas inish biikara mitvas. Do I mean that this piece of meat should be like the meat of a shlamim before zrikas adam, which means it's usser? You're not allowed to eat meat of a shlamim before the blood is sprinkled. Odilma bitsinna manifest. Or literally, am I going on the cold part of the shlamim, which means when it's usser, it's hot. And when it's mutter, it's cold. So do I mean the piece of shlamin, the piece of meat before Zrikas Adam, or the piece of meat after Zrikas Adam? So Marzutra says, our discussion has to do with Rami Bar Chama. Maha Kesher. What's the connection? So that's that big Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Tosfos quotes, one daya. First let's do that daya. Then we'll do some of Tosfos' seven questions on that daya. And then we'll see Tosfos' own shot. So Tosfos first says, what does Marzutra have to do with the previous Gemara? The Gemara says, make his guys. So shot number one, Tosfos says, is that Marzutra is asking. Marzutra is asking a kasha. It's not make his guys. Maybe it could be makar akar. Why? Look at the Tosfos. Tosfos in the fifth line of that Tosfos Marzutra. Ubishmaitzin yesh mefarshim. This is the first shot Tosfos quotes. Ubishmaitzin yesh mefarshim. Arsugya. The Marzutra breder amari by lemidchi epshitusa. Shepata lashasmi braisa. Maybe the Gemara is asking that, no, you cannot prove Megas Gaius, that the husband cuts it. Why? Because, the Tanya Lahedya, he muteres v'chavarta asura. Right, what's the proof? The proof is that the friend is still asur, even though the original woman is mutter. What do you mean? In Rami Bar Chama's case, it's possible that this piece of meat should be like that piece of shlamim over there, I am connecting to the root isur of the shlamim. I know it's going to become mutter. But I'm saying this piece is also just like the root isser. So maybe here too. There's no raya that the husband is megas gayas, and therefore that's why the woman who says va'ani, she's still going to be usher, even though the original woman is going to be mutter. No. Maybe it's okay lamafreya. Maybe it's okay lamafreya. But the reason that the woman, the friend, is still usher, is because it was like be'ikarokan matfis. She focused on the ikar, on the original state of the woman, and it's still usher. So Rami Bracham is asking a kash, on the previous Gemara. Tosafot has seven kashas on this. Number one, it doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. Usually, if you quote it five tashmas, what does the Gemara say? Shma mina mekar akar. Right, there are many, many questions the Tosafot asks. Again, some of them, we don't have time to go through all of them, but Tosafot asks a number of questions on this and says that can't be the case. So we're not going to go through it for lack of time. Tosafot says all the way about halfway down, Tosafot says, across from my Hagos Habach, he says, Nira laharam, he has a different shot. Marzutra is just commenting. He's not asking Akasha. He's commenting. He's commenting on the Lo Dachi Epshitis. Lakaim Abal Megas Gaius. Rami Racham is just saying that once we prove Megas Gaius, maybe that could relate to the question of Marzutra. Maybe it can relate. Megas Gaius means it is cut, but it still existed originally. So maybe is that parallel to our carbon case, where you have an Isser originally, and then it turns into a Heter? Can you compare those two cases, and can you relate our discussion to that case? And then the Gemara says, no, you cannot relate the two. Now back on the fourth line, me dummy, hasam, over there, in the case of the carbon, there's a big difference. You cannot compare the cases. Why? Kivan to Amar Harel, like it besides Zevach Shlamim. Once a person says, this piece of meat should be like a Shlamim piece of meat, Avagato Achash and Izrak Damo, Matzi Achale Bachutz, Mikdash Kaddish. Even though it becomes mutter to you to eat, there are still limitations. You can't bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash. You can't eat it Petumah. So you can't compare that case to the case of the woman. Aval Hacha Yisakadada Betsinoka Matvis, Hahefa Labaila. Period. Meaning, we're trying to compare the cases. Maybe, could you say that when a person is matvis, whether about original woman who made a nazirus, or about a piece of meat, could you compare the cases of, I meant the original Isser or the later Heter? You can't compare them, because in the case of the carbon, the later Heter is not a full Heter. So you could say, maybe, why isn't it a full Heter? Because even Shlamim, after it becomes Mutter, you can't take it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat a Petumah. So maybe that's what the person meant, the later Isser. You can't compare that to the case of the woman, because that case, it's totally mutter at the end of it. So that's why the cases aren't comparable. So that's how Tosafot reads the Gemara. Marzutra is commenting, does our Gemara have anything to do with that carbon case? And the Gemara answers, no, you cannot compare the two cases. Or, Ikata Amri, Hainadur Mecham Avantai. Or Marzutra says, yes, it is comparable. It is comparable, and we don't worry about that Dechia that the Gemara just mentions. Okay, period. Again, I suggest that going through those questions of Tosafot, some of them are very interesting questions. So, but first we continue. Amrala, our Mishnah had cases where the woman says va'ani, ani to another woman. What if she didn't say va'ani, but she said Amrala, harini nazira bi'ikvech. I am a nazira. Like one woman says I'm a nazira, and the other woman says to her, I'm a nazira in your footsteps. So what does that mean? I'm a nazira bi'ikvech, in your heels. Mahu, harini bi'ikvech, bakula milsa v'sharia. Does that mean that I am in your footsteps, meaning I am like what you are now, totally, but if you get a heter, I'm going to be a heter, I'm going to get a heter too, because I'm in your footsteps, I'm in your shoes. Is that what be'ikvech means? O Dilma, or do we say, kimikami delefa labayla vasira? Or do we say, be'ikvech means it's like you are now, and there's, I'm in your shoes as you are now, and even if your Baal comes and is made for it, I'm still going to be usher. And Tosafot says, do you translate it as, like the second Tosafot, Va'atatu shvenu akev? Akev is like a foot, like wherever you walk, I'll walk. If you become mutter, I'm going to become mutter. Or do you say, Akev is from by Avram Avinu, Akev Hashashama Avram Bekoli, because you're a Nazir now, so am I. But I'm not connected to you more than that, and even if you lose your Nazirs, I'm still going to be a Nazir. So what does Harini Be'ikvech mean? So Tashma, we try to prove it. A woman who becomes a Nazira, and the husband says, me too, Va'ani, Eino Yachal HaHafer, he cannot be made for it. Tosa says that we're comparing the va'ani of a woman, the be'ikvech of a woman, to the va'ani of the Baal. We're assuming that they're both the same lashon. And if you say that hareini be'ikvech, if a woman says, I am in your footsteps, be'ikara kamatviz, means she's always going to be asur, the friend is always going to be asur, even if the original woman gets a heter. So then, lefer lo ladida, so then in the parallel Armishna case, why can't the husband be mefer his wife's neder after having said va'ani v'lokim didei, and his will still stand? Again, if we're comparing the cases, why does our Mishnah say that if a woman makes a nazirut, accepts a nazirus, and the husband says va'ani, he can't be mefer it anymore? Why not? What are we worried about? We're worried that he's going to end up being mefer his own nazirus? So what? No, he won't. It's just like be'ikvech. Be'ikvech is connecting to the original Isser, even if the original Isser doesn't last. So too in our Mishnah. The fact that you don't allow that, elolav shma mina, it must be the other way. Bekula de milsa matfis, it must be that when a woman says be'ikvech, she is connecting to the woman, I'm in your shoes totally, and therefore, if you get a heter, I get a heter, ve'ilka hu de lo mati mefer. That's why the husband won't be able to be mefer it in the Mishnah, because then he'll end up being mefer his own nazirus, which he's not allowed to do. Ha'yisha da'amareini be'ikvech, hinami mutaris. But if a woman says it, we should assume be'ikvech means, I am in your shoes totally, even if it becomes mutter. So isn't that a raya? So the Gemara says no. Like we said yesterday, lo olam de'mei karakamatfis. It could very well be that when a woman says be'ikvayich, it means I am totally like you, and if you get a heter, I get a heter. The hacha kivan, I'm sorry. It could be that if you get a heter, I still don't have a heter. The hacha kivan to amar la va'ani. There's no right from our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah you have a different problem. When a husband says va'ani, you know why he can't be made for the neder anymore? Because that's a kiyum. Ka'omer kiyum lechi dami v'mishal akamaso matzi mefer v'ilolo. And if he's shol on his akama, fine. But if not, he cannot be made for the neder, because saying va'ani is like a kiyum of his wife's neder. Period. Let's continue. Hareini nazir va'at va'amra amen. Our Mishnah says, the husband says, I'm a nazir, what about you? And she says, amen. So what's the halacha? Mefer shalav v'shalo kayim. So he can be made for his wife's neder, because it's not totally on his, but his is mekuyim. So says the Gemara, 1 minute, v'ramini. But the Tosefta says, hareini nazir va'at. If the husband says, I'm a nazir, what about you? Va'amra amen. She says, amen. Shneim asurin. Then they're both asur. V'im lav. If a husband says, I'm a nazir, what about you? She says, no. Then even he's not a nazir. Because he was told his neder, so it's stira. Our Mishnah says, if the husband goes over to his wife and says, I'm a nazir, what about you? She says, no, he's still a nazir. And the Brisa said, the Tosefta says, that they're both not naziris. So the Gemara has two answers. Amar of Yehuda, tini mefer shalav shalokayam. Number one, maybe switch the Tosefta, it's wrong. Really, it should read, he can't be made for hers and not his. Not his own. His is good. Abaya Amar Filotim Akitatani, no. Maybe there's a difference between the two. Brisa Kigon to Ka'amar Lahari Nazir Va'at to Katali Nidra Benidra. There in the Brisa, in the Tosefta, he was really Tola, his on hers. I'm a Nazir, if you be a Nazir with me, right? If you come with me, if you do it with me, then I'll be a Nazir too. So that's why, if she does not accept, he does not accept. Umasnisa, but in our Mishnah, there's no Taliyah. Kagon Dama Laharini Nazir, and the Mefarshi adds in, Lagamre. The Mefarshi adds in on top, Lagamre. I'm a Nazir, period. Now, what about you? So that's not dependent on each other. My. Mishamachi, Mefer Shalav Shalakayim. That's why in our Mishnah it's not connected, even though in the Brisa, in the Tosefta, it is connected. Again, I didn't have time, but that Amid Aleph, the Rambam in Hilchas Deos. Look at the Rambam in Hilchas Deos. He quotes that in that Mishnah here, Asma Manayayi. The Rambam thinks this is a general life mentality that we have 365 things that we're not allowed to do. There's no reason to add on more. So, and he quotes this Gemara to explain that even a Nazir is called a Chote. We should just try to do the 365 that we're not allowed to do. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos and enjoy tomorrow's Karban Pesach discussions and Achila Gasa discussions and others. Okay.